first time. Abraham Lincoln's labor was performing one of the labors of Hercules when he freed the slaves. For instance, the labor in Aquarius is the king had these stables that were full of dung, and nobody could clean them. It had been many, many years before they had ever been cleaned. And he promised Hercules, Hercules came along, a portion of his kingdom, I can't remember if it was half or something like that of his kingdom, if he could clean these Egyptian stables. And Hercules said, okay. And what Hercules did, he diverted the river, and the river went and washed all these stables out. And then he went to the king to collect his reward. And the king says, I'm not giving you a reward. You know, that was easy. He said, well, it may have been easy, but I did it. He says, Hercules, he wanted to take his life. Hercules had to flee for his life. And this is a little bit like Abraham Lincoln. He performs this great labor, frees the slaves, and then gets killed. You know? And he didn't get any reward for it. That's manifest in this particular life. Yeah, Churchill is the greatest instrumental win in World War II, and what happens? They run him out of office right after they win the war. Amazing how some of our great heroes get treated. But the Christ that was in Jerusalem, the labor that he performed was the labor of Pisces, which is that of the world savior. He was the world savior, sacrificed himself for the benefit of humanity. And that was in the age of Pisces. And we're passing out of the age of Pisces now to the age of Aquarius. Now this age of Aquarius that we're entering is different than the sun being in Aquarius in past ages. In that, does anyone know the time period that we're in a particular sign?
You mean the length of it?
Yeah.
It's about 2,100 years. 2,165.3 years.
Yeah, so I think it's about 2,160, you're right. 2,160 years. So what we're doing, we're passing into the age of Aquarius, and I believe the age of Aquarius that we passed over began in 1945 when they exploded the first atomic bomb. Because it says in the scriptures, the sign of the coming of the Son of Man will be when the heavens are shaken with power and great glory. The word heavens comes from the Greek word Uranos, and the word uranium comes from Uranos. When uranium is shaken, and you shall see the sign of the Son of Man in uranium, revealed with power and great glory. Interesting, isn't it? How is the sign of the Son of Man revealed in uranium? It's revealed in uranium because how does the atomic bomb work? It works because the atom is split in two, and some of the pure spiritual essence, or pure energy, as Einstein calls it, is released. The atom is the tomb that holds the pure spiritual energy. After Jesus was crucified, they put him in a tomb. And the tomb split open, and the pure spiritual eternal life was released. That corresponds to the atom being split open, and the pure spiritual energy was released. The sign of the Son of Man appearing in uranium is a splitting of the atom. And that's the beginning of the age of Aquarius. Now, to transfer over from one age to another takes about 200-300 years. The beginning of Aquarius was a couple hundred years, began to show a couple hundred years before that, and to fully settle into it will be a couple hundred years from now. But the transition point was the atomic bomb going off, because that was the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, Uranus, uranium. Interesting, is it not?
And what's your birthday, Joe?
Oh, February 6, 1945. Just when did the atomic bomb go off?
In August.
Same year, anyway.
August
just
9th.
Just before August the 6th. Just before that went off.
August 6 and August 9.
So, what we can expect? Matter of fact, it's interesting. On our dollar bill, it says the new order of the ages. In other words, our founding fathers recognized that they were creating the new order of the ages. They were Aquarian thinkers that were looking ahead to the Aquarian age because they were some of the first people to feel that Aquarian energy. And the Aquarian energy is the big thing in there is the freedom of the spirit, service for humanity. And they sensed that. And that's why the founding fathers had to break off from the old ways and try to create new ways of doing things. And now we reach a crescendo between the war of good and evil, which is the true Armageddon, was the war of the Allies versus the Axis powers and Hitler. And that was the true Armageddon of our age. And that was a transition point. It was right when the atomic bomb was created, that ensured, give us 100% assurance, that the Allies would defeat Hitler. And that was a sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And now we enter into the age of Aquarius. We're actually in it, but we're very, so close to the cusp, we have a whole bunch of these hanging on Piscean energies that just aren't letting go. And they're still the ones in the sacrifice. Now we'll take the good from sacrifice and keep it. But the bad in sacrifice is where we just sacrifice and we don't get anything back. We just sacrifice to some authority. The authority takes our sacrifice, builds stone buildings with it, and we don't see any good out of it ourselves. But the true essence of sacrifice, that which is good from the Piscean Age, we take with us and drop that which hasn't worked. And in the Aquarian Age, the keynote will be service, organization, humanity, brotherly love, and this will take a while to completely go into, and in the next 100-200 years we'll see a lot of what is hanging on from the past 2,000 years drop and will not reappear.
Is that why we're having stuff like Katrina happen and you know
these... No, stuff like that happens periodically. I mean, you go back a couple hundred years ago during the bubonic plague where millions of people were killed, you know. You'll have things like that happen. But I don't see... There's going to be some earth changes, but Katrina is nothing compared to earth changes that will happen. But most of the earth changes that people think are just going to happen next year, a lot of them won't happen for another 100 years. You know, people always think the great calamities are just around the corner, and they usually never are, but sooner or later they will be around the corner. I mean, sooner or later some fantastic things will happen. The 2/3 of the global warming is in the ocean. Now think about it. If you light a match above a tub of water, you're going to heat up the atmosphere a little bit, but you're not going to heat up that tub of water. What's heating up the tub of water? What's heating up the oceans is underwater volcanic activity is heating up the oceans. That's why in some parts of the ocean, it's 5 degrees above normal. Others, it's colder than normal. It's because in where it's really warm in the oceans, like up by the Arctic where it's the glaciers are melting, it's because of underwater volcanoes are heating up and melting the ice up there. Now we go to Antarctica. This place is Antarctica that are forming more ice than has ever been in recent history. But it varies a lot. And so as this underwater volcanic activity, it repeats itself psychically. And about in cycles of 11,000 years and something like 100,000 years and so on, they have these various cycles. And we're due in the next 100 years for some great changes because of the cyclic activity of these underwater volcanoes. And they'll get a little bit less with each one. Last one, if it's as bad as the last one, we could have glaciers clear down to Boise. and it would be global cooling rather than global warming.